good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today, in the town of David, a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, please keep that passage open. We're going to look at that together. Children, if you want to come closer, there's a whole row of free seats at the front. I'm going to put some images on my board, and we've got some things I need some help with. So if anyone would come forward, it'd be helpful. Terrific. Thanks, Lucas. Push that big bit of rack. Joseph, can you see the screen still? The board's not in the way. Great, okay. I forgot to mention. Last week, I put some reading plans out at the back, and the one from the Old Testament was very jumbled up. So those of you who read the email I sent the corrected version. There's a corrected paper version in the lobby there, and there's the New Testament plan as well. If you didn't get that last week, this is looking forward to next year, thinking about planning to read through a bit of the Bible day by day, week by week. Those have been a great help. So do take one. Apologies. Chuck away the Old Testament one you picked up last week. It's confusing. It's so jumbled up. And those who were at the lunch a couple of weeks ago, there was a collection box at the back there. If you've not made a donation, it's got a label on it. If you're able to make a donation to COST for that, we'd appreciate that. Thank you. So it's Christmas time. It's school holidays. Hooray. Maybe people were saying that on Friday. Hooray, we're at school holidays. Decorations are going up. We've got all these decorations, the tree with the lights on. People are spending lots of money. People are spending money. That's, I think that money might not be valid anymore. Going away. There's two families gone away to Nigeria, I know. Chris and Sally are away visiting friends in Bath. Rosemary had played the piano. She's up in Doncaster. Maybe there's other people away you know of. People are travelling. Lots of money. People are spending money and getting ready, making gifts ready that they're going to give at Christmas time. And there's lots of feelings, lots of emotions at Christmas time, aren't there? Sophie's prayed about this. So some people are sad as they think of someone who's died, or there's arguments in families. Some people are lonely, perhaps. Some are happy and enjoying Christmas time. So those are all things that are happening at this time of year. But what is the Christmas part of Christmas? That's the logo for Christians. What is the Christian part of Christmas? That's the Christian logo. What is the Christian part of Christmas? Can we have the first slide for this? Here we go. The Christmas part of Christmas. There's the answer. It's Jesus. Sorry, were you going to say that, Hope? Should have asked you. Yeah, the Christian part of Christmas is Jesus. Next slide. This is what we're going to see. Jesus came for ordinary people. Jesus came to bring life with God. And Jesus came to make God's word true. We're going to quickly think about each of those things. And we're going to see that from the Bible. So let's look at verse 8. And here are questions. We can always ask questions when we're reading the Bible to make sure we've understood. Who was there in verse 8? A bit louder. Who was there? Shepherds. Yeah, there were some shepherds. Oh, so I need to make some space in my... Actually, We've missed something. We'll think about this verse 8 in a minute. We've got all these presents here. I was going to open these to think about the what the real part of Christmas is. So anyone here interested in opening a present? You're going to give it back to me. You'd like to open a present? Terrific. Come and you open this one. Here we go. We'll start with this. This looks good, doesn't it? See what's in there. Come and stand up so people can see. Then it's more exciting. You see, there's a big ribbon. Can you undo the ribbon? And it's... that's it. Pull that one through. Let's get rid of that ribbon. And then tear the paper off. Very good. And let's pull out... Let's see what's... Just thanks to a tidying out of the way. That's very helpful. He's very helpful, isn't he? He's good at this. Yeah, yeah. And then what's inside the package? Here we go. Thank you. Have a seat. Is that what we're, is that the Christian part of Christmas? Is it a set of rules? Is that what Christians think about? Oh, thank goodness, God has given us rules so we know how to live. That's not that we've said it. The Christian part of Christmas is Jesus. Here's another gift. Who'd like to find out what's in here? Lucas, come on then. It's a fact. This says it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. We've said that, haven't we? All the gifts and people travelling. Do you want to see what's in there? I think it's this thing, isn't it? Take this out. And what's inside the tube? Open up the gift. Thank you. And can you see what that is? Okay, right. This is a word, isn't it? It's an exciting feeling. Wham! Do you see how that says wham? Is that the Christian part of Christmas? Is it just a big, exciting feeling? Is that what Christians have from God? Where's my sticky on this? There we go. I don't know if it's going to stay now. That's been rolled over. We'll see how long it lasts. There's one more gift. There's one more gift. Who's going to open this? Someone else? Hope you'd like to open this? See what's inside this bag. It's a bag. This has got, what are those? Robins, aren't they? Christmas robins. Inside. And what's inside? There's an envelope. It's going to be another thing to go on my board. That's it. Can you pull it out? Open. And turn around so people can see. What have we got coming out of this envelope? Here we go. What does that say on it?
Jesus.
That's right. Which is the answer you gave. You knew this 5 minutes ago. This is the Christian part of Christmas. Thank you. Have a seat. Thank you, Hope. This is the Christian part of Christmas. It's Jesus. It's not that God gives us rules. It's not that he gives us an experience or a feeling. It's that he sent his son. And that's why we're celebrating the Christmas time. Back to verse 8. So we've said that the people who were there are shepherds. Where are they? Where does verse 8 say they are? In the fields. And when is it? It's night time because it's dark. And what are they doing? Yeah, they're keeping an eye on their flocks. Flocks of what? What do shepherds look after? Sheep. Yeah, they're sheep. So here's my shepherd looking after his sheep. But there were several of them, and it was night time. And then an angel comes. An angel, we know from the Bible, is a spirit being. That means they can come and go to our world from heaven. And this angel is bringing a message. He's not coming with a message for angels. He's coming with a message for people, for ordinary people like these shepherds. And what does he tell them in verse 11 and 12? Who does he tell them about? Who has come, does he say in verse 11 and 12? Yeah, he doesn't give that name, does he, Bet? You need to have a look at the verse. Okay, let's go back a question. Where does he tell them something's happened? Where does he tell them? Town of David, yeah. And who are they going to find? The Messiah, yeah, the Saviour. And when has this person come? Yeah, this very day, it says, this very day he's been born. And what is the sign that the angel tells them to look for in verse 11 and 12? What will tell them they've found the right person? Yeah, baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger. And Jesus is in a very ordinary place. He's not on top of the highest mountain. He's not in the sky with the angels. He's not in a great palace. Jesus came for ordinary people. So that means Jesus came for you, if you're an ordinary person like me. And if you pay attention to the good news about Jesus, like the shepherds did. Maybe you know people from different countries. Jesus has come for people from all kinds of countries. Maybe you know people at school or at work from different religions. Jesus has come so people from all kinds of backgrounds can have life through him if they listen to the message about him. So the next, oh, here we go. Jesus came for ordinary people. This is for you. Next slide, please, Joel. Jesus came to bring life with God, so we'd be glad. The shepherds were in the dark, weren't they? It was dark when the angel appeared to them because it was at night. But then suddenly God's light comes. And the angel says, don't be afraid. It's a time for great joy. And the reason they can be glad is because of Jesus. Let's look at what the angel says, verse 11. We'll go back to verse 10, actually. But the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. And here's the good news. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. So that is the good news. And then other angels come. Verse 13, suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel praising God and saying, anyone know what a host is? A great company of the heavenly host. What is that? It's an army. So this is a great army has turned up. And armies are normally fighting, aren't they? They're soldiers who come to fight in tanks or in boats or with weapons. But these aren't coming to fight. They're coming to say a message. And it's a message of good news. It's not a message of war, but a message of peace. Verse 14. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. So if that's what people in heaven think, we ought to think it. Because heaven is where God is, and people know things better than we do down here. If that's what they think, we should think this. We should be glad. This is the good news. Jesus is the Savior. Now, the Bible elsewhere says that we were lost from God, but Jesus found us. We were trapped and stuck, but Jesus set us free. We were in danger of God's anger, but Jesus made us safe. And those things are the things that should make us glad. The angel also said that Jesus is the Messiah, the Lord. The Messiah is the Hebrew word, which is also translated in the Greek word Christ. So those are the two words in the Bible. Hebrew is Old Testament, Greek is New Testament, and those mean God's special king. He's the one coming to put the world right. And that's great, because we worry, don't we, that our world looks like it's going to fall apart. We look at all the wars in the world, we hear about global warming, and we can worry. But actually, this is good news to say that God has sent his special king, the Lord Jesus. The world is not going to fall apart. That should make us glad. And then the thing that the big host of angels said in verse 14 is God has come to make the way for peace with people. I couldn't think of something to put on for peace, apart from a thumbs-up sign. And it's life. Well done, that's right, that's what that says. It's life, it's good life. So these are things that Christians can be thinking about. Here's a Christian who's thinking. Can be thinking about at Christmas time. Don't focus on how bad your sin is. That's not a way to change us and be glad. I used to think, if I can only feel bad enough about my sin, then maybe I'll stop and I'll be a better person. That's not the way that Christians grow. Don't focus on trying to get happy feelings. Remember, the gift of God is not feelings, it's not rules, it's a person. So you can think, Jesus came to find me. You know, if something goes wrong in the next couple of weeks over holidays and it feels like Christmas isn't as special as it was meant to be, that is something that can make you glad. I was lost, but Jesus came to find me. You can think, Jesus is God's King. The world is not going to fall apart. It feels like it when I watch the news, but it's not, because Jesus is God's King. Jesus has made a way for life with God, for peace. We can think those things, and that will make us glad. So that we've got on the board of Mumbai, the Christian part of Christmas is Jesus. He came for ordinary people. So this is for you. He came to bring life with God. So be glad. And the last thing, Jesus came to make God's word come true. You can trust God. So God has sent a messenger to the shepherds. And the shepherds know the message is from the Lord, not just the angel. Look at verse 15. When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And they go and tell everyone this news. Now, if it was me, I don't know about you, if it's me and the sky had been filled with angels, I'd be running around saying, "I saw the sky full of angels." Isn't that amazing? The sky full of angels. But actually, what they do, they go and tell the news that the angels had passed on. Verse 17, when they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child. So they pass on the news of what they had been told. When did they see him? Where does that happen? Which verse does it say they found him? Verse 16. Yeah, in verse 16, they see the baby. Where is the baby in verse 16? Lying in a manger. Yeah. And he'd been born just that night. What is he wearing? He's wrapped in cloths, we know. So it's just as they'd been told. Verse 20. The shepherds returned, so they went back to where their sheep were in the fields. They returned glorifying and praising God for all the things they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told. So God had, we haven't read it today, but God sent another angel to Mary to say, "You will have a baby and you will call him Jesus." That's come true. God sent angels to the shepherds in the field to say, "You'll find a baby." And that came true. God's word comes true. And what we've got on the board here, Jesus came to make God's word come true. You can trust God. God keeps his promise, so we can depend on him. What can we depend on him for? Well, that's why one of my favourite songs is that song we sing, "What God Has Not Promised and What God Has Promised." It's not the best song to sing. I know the musicians might not find it the best song to play, but it's great words. We need to keep on telling each other in church, God hasn't promised that. God hasn't promised those things. Don't feel he's let you down if you don't get that. But God has promised this. God has promised strength for the day. God has promised light for the way. God has promised help for the trials. And some of the things we sing in that song. God keeps his promises. You can trust him. So this is the Christian part of Christmas. It's about Jesus. Enjoy the other parts. I hope that you will. I hope that you will have good time seeing people and maybe have nice food and maybe even have a present that you like. But if you're a believer in God, in the Lord Jesus, this is the Christian part of Christmas. It's about Jesus. Jesus came for ordinary people, so it's for you. He came to bring life with God, so be glad. And Jesus came to make God's word come true. You can trust God. Shall I lead us in a prayer? Almighty God, we thank you that even when perhaps our feelings are very bad and or sad, we're lonely or scared or uncertain, when we think about Jesus, we can be glad because of this good news that he is the Saviour. He came to find us when we were lost from you. That he is the King you have sent, so that this world is not going to fall apart. You are going to mend it and fix it. And he is the person who has come to make peace with you so that we can live with you. Please help us to think about these things in the coming weeks, to believe they're true for us, so that we would be really glad as Christian people. And we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Jordan, for coming to help. If you'd like now to go back to your seats.